6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull. Got my wonderful producer extraordinaire, Jades. Jades of Spades. I love that. That's my new one. That's my new one for you. What a weekend. What a freaking weekend. I mean, we knew CSU was getting into the big dance. We knew that. Got in as a sixth seed. They'll be going up against Michigan at number 11. The Rams coming in so far, 2.5-point dogs in that game. It just kind of goes to show you again what is thought nationally of the Mountain West Conference. Well, all you can do is go out on the big stage and show the world what you're made of. Congratulations to Nico Medved and David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens, this wonderful coaching staff, this wonderful supporting cast of the Rams. I mean, it's been an incredible journey, hasn't it? Good for them. Good for this team. I mean, it was so exciting. I was going to try to get out to their watch party yesterday as a media member. Didn't make it, but still, pretty special deal. And how about this? Nico Medved gets a contract extension. That's more or less, please don't leave. Please don't ever leave us. I've got the particulars of the whole thing, the way it's kind of laid out. Now, he was at $750,000 before the new extension. Now he's set to be the million-dollar guy. So he's going to be starting April 1st through April 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2022. You know, 1.1, something like that. July 1st through July. So essentially, it's 1.1 million. It goes up 1.2 in July. And then, in July of 2024, I should say, in July of 2026, it's 1.25. July 1st, 2027, it's 1.3. But they've got him locked up, at least according to that. The contract includes a lot of bonuses. Look at that. If they qualify. So is this current or is this next year? If they advance to the NCAA tournament, that's an extra $100,000. If they qualify for the NIT, $30,000. If they advance to the Sweet 16, that's another $100,000. If they advance to the Elite Eight, that's another $100,000. If they advance to the Final Four, that's $125,000. If they win the whole thing, that's $200,000. And then Coach Medved is gone. If he wins the whole thing, like, everybody's calling him, man. I think he's got an increased pool, by the way, too, an increased salary pool. So that's kind of a big deal. I mean, that's a very big deal. You can give your coaching staff raises, keep them around a little bit longer, because there's guys, Ali Farouk Manesh, maybe one of them, certainly might be in the running someday. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. If you guys want to get in on the text line today. Yeah, great details on that, though. CSU sending that out yesterday, the contract extension for Nico Medved, $875,000. Did I say $87,000? I meant $875,000 is the salary pool. Here's what's important. The buyout by the university for cause, no financial liability, without just cause, 100% of the remaining base salary for the employment due, subject to be offset by future employment, by the coach, without just cause, 33%. Of the remaining base salary for the employment term. So it's like going to be $8 to $10 million or something like that on the buyout, if you're a math whiz. That's good. CSU is very busy paying off coaches. Would be nice to, you know, if Nico does leave, would be nice to at least make some money while you're transitioning to a new head coach. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our first, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Do you believe CSU, as an underdog, will get past Michigan and advance to that second round and play on Saturday? They're like the first game on, are they the first game on Thursday? It's the first game, isn't it? I'm filling in for Tanner Schwint's program, NoCo Now, from 9 to 10. And I said, that thing better get override at 10. It's radio. Of course, it's going to get override at 10. We're going to have March Madness all tournament long here on KFKA. How about that? And it all starts on Thursday. I think we're going to do a play-in game tomorrow. We might even have the Wyoming game. Wyoming got in. Barely. I think they were the last team to get in. They're in the first of four. They're in the play-in. Going up against Indiana. The winner goes up against St. Mary's. Well, listen, if Graham E.K. plays like I've seen him at his best, I don't see any reason why Wyoming couldn't pull off a couple of upsets. But I know Hunter Maldonado is a big name we always talk about. He has to go with him. I still think Graham's got to be a big-time difference maker, and I just haven't seen that in these clutch games for the Cowboys. So I do think that if in order for this team to make some noise, it's got to go through him. But what can you say about Jeff Linder? Jeff Linder was with UNC 2 years ago, and now he's dancing. Congratulations, man. I mean, we're going to try to get Coach on at some point this week. Might be difficult. At some point today is what I should say. We also have an extra hour tonight, Jades. We're going to be out live and on location at the GOAT in Greeley, the GOAT Sports Bar. Susan and Cheryl might even make an appearance. Here's the deal. I'm going to be out there 5 to 6. If you come out, you don't have to print your bracket. Show me that you've entered our bracket challenge, and you get to spin the wheel of destiny. You might win a hug from Jaden. You might win a whole show sticker. Or you might win like a $25 gift certificate to the GOAT. You might win Nuggets tickets. You might win a $100 gift certificate to the Red Wing shoes. I just got that from my boy Rob moments ago. So come out, you could win something, and then you might win nothing because we might run out of prizes. The idea is to fill it up. The point of it is you're coming out to listen to us talk, well, me, talk basketball. We're talking hoops. We're talking CSU. We're talking Wyoming. We're talking brackets. Who you feeling out? Who's your upsets? Jades, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited. But Brady, what if I haven't already joined the whole show challenge? Can I still spin the wheel?
You can. If you come out and you want to get in, you need to You're going to be the one dealing with it, and then they got to enter because we want more people to enter. So you got to enter right there, sign up, and then show me that you filled out your bracket. So come out early if you want to sign up, and then we'll get your email address. We'll send it off sitting right there if we have time. If not, we'll do it later because I trust our hooligans. You can spin the wheel, and maybe I can talk to the goat into doing a couple of free beers or for people like yourself, free chocolate milks. Or something like that. Free hot cocos. Something nice. You know, you don't have... And get this, dude. The Outlaws of Moby are coming out. A couple of them, anyway. We got... Yeah. Susan and Cheryl, you could go crazy for that. That's okay. Fan superstars. The Outlaws of Moby. I know for a fact a couple of them are coming out. I believe the arch nemesis of the show, Dixon, is coming out. I mean, we're getting hooligans. We're getting Hall of Famers. It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it. So make sure you come out. Hang out with us, man. We're talking hoops. Special edition of the whole show, kind of hoops, pro all things hoops, coming up at 5 o'clock to 6 at the GOAT. Doesn't get much better than that. You went to the UNC watch party, didn't you? And that was a rough go. That was a tough way to end it. In fact, that leads us to our next bit here, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Now, the good, obviously, you got two fairly local teams, and we are saying Wyoming's kind of local, and I know CSU fans throw up in your mouth a little bit every time I talk Wyoming. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Congratulations, though. Obviously, the Cowboys squeezing in. Colorado State Rams got robbed last year. It was great to hear this on Selection Sunday.
The second team out of the Mountain West, the Rams of Colorado State. The Rams make their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2013. They've got David Roddy, who's the Mountain West Player of the Year, 25-5 on the season.
David Roddy, the Mountain West Player of the Year, and he works with us. How about that? He works with 1310 KFKA. As a part of our radio weekly schedule, he's on with us. I think this week might be his last show. Maybe we'll do if they win, we'll do another week. If they win again, we'll do another week. That's how we're gonna do it. It's like his mom said, "Hey, Brady, this contract goes through March. What the hell happens when they're playing in the Final Four? Bingo! Let's do it. I'll extend that contract. Let's rock and roll." Congratulations to the Rams. Love following those guys. They're fantastic people. The bad, don't have a clip for this. Stop with the Tad Boyle firing talk. expectations for CU have to be March Madness every single year. Well, then you're unrealistic. I suppose you expect the Broncos to be in the playoffs every year, the Nuggets to be in the playoffs, the Avalanche. Now you're going to expect the Rams to be there. This was a young team that overachieved. I'm surprised they got 20. They battled with Arizona. They kind of made it interesting in that final game for them. But your expectations should never have been for CU to go to the big dance. Congratulations to Tad Boyle and his crew for winning 20 games. I think they're going to be good next year. But you guys need to follow these teams closer if you're going to spew garbage. I followed CU all season. And I knew at the end of the day, they weren't going to be a March Madness team. The way that just the way it went for them. Maybe if they beat Arizona State and they win one more game in the Pac-12, maybe. But too many maybes. The expectations weren't there. It's a young crew. Next year, sure, I'll put some pressure on you. Tad Boyle's one of the greatest coaches. You ain't getting much better than that. The ugly? How about? Yikes! I hated to see it, man. UNC's loss in the Big Sky Championship. They made it there in the Big Sky Championship to Montana State.
Spears have just let the clock wind down. There's no shot clock now. And Montana State, along with the women, the men are going to be the Big Sky champions in 2022. There's the horn. Final score going away. Montana State wins it 87-66 in this Big Sky championship game here in Boise.
Jerry Schimmel on the call there. Great job by him all year. 87-66 was not their night at all. Dalen Kuntz, by the way, is our Red Wing Shoes Player of the Week from last week. He averaged 24 points per game in that tournament. So congratulations to Dalen. I thought he was amazing. He had 20 points in that loss. I kind of thought, really, he was the only guy scoring consistently for UNC. He was fighting. He wasn't that efficient, but he was pushing. Congratulations to Dalen, though. I thought he deserved one more. And maybe, you know, who knows? They go and make some noise in the CBI thing and gets another big or gets another whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. 18 minutes of after the hour. We got a short break coming up. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Colorado and all things Colorado State. Is he was it about right as far as the seeding goes, number six, or did he think the Rams needed to be higher? And what does he think about that matchup against Michigan? We'll talk to Kevin next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Three minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Here in a moment, we're going to have my great friend from No Limit Collectibles, Ken Yamada. Love this guy. It's a sports collectible store here in Greeley, right by Cables there. Sports cards, memorabilia, you name it. Got big trade nights that they're doing now kind of on a regular basis, so we're going to talk about that with Ken in just a moment. But now joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, the one and only Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, my man, no surprise. We knew CSU was getting in. That was done. How do you feel about the seed? Number six going up against number 11 Michigan. Should they have been lower than that, higher than that? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think six is right what their resume was. I mean, doing a lot of number crunching and, you know, look at comparables and everything. Six is where I thought. Really, they should be what they had earned. I think five probably would have been a little too good a seed. You know, I think if they had won the Mountain West or even made the title game, they would have been in the mix for a five. But, you know, losing the semis, you know, that took away two potential big, you know, resume wins. So I think six was perfect. I thought six is what the resume said. I thought seven was probably where they're going to end. But frankly, I think they got right, and it's kind of the only one in the Mountain West that I think they got right. I think Boise State at 8 is too low. San Diego State at 8, I can understand that, you know, their resume has some holes in it, but Boise definitely the short end of the stick there. But for CSU, I think a good, an appropriate seed.
Yeah, Michigan's interesting, too. I mean, and again, they won't be playing too far away from Ann Arbor, so Michigan's probably going to bring bring some fans with them there to see Juwan and company. But talk to us a little bit about this matchup so far. I love this because it provides something different. I mean, you and I have spent so much time talking about the Graham EKs of the world, the Key Jabs of the world, and you know, the Mountain West going back and forth every single week. Brand new matchup for Colorado State.
Yeah, and that's one of, you know, there are obviously a lot of fun things about the tournament, but that's one of the ones that's just really cool. You get a lot of these matchups that you would never get in the regular season. So I think that's a lot of fun. And it is a little bit of a home game for Michigan. I'm interested to see how many fans they bring. I don't think this is a Michigan team that's exactly got their fans, you know, completely enraptured and in excitement, because they've had a pretty up and down season. They've obviously had huge drama with Juwan Howard being suspended basically at the end of the regular season. But they're obviously a team that on their night can be very good. They're just very erratic. Michigan was looked for a long time like they're probably going to be in one of those first four games. So I think they're probably happy to be in, you know, kind of a full bracket to start rather than having to play into it. So it's a dangerous team, but you're already seeing it nationally. You know, Michigan is a very trendy pick to upset it. And, you know, obviously Michigan's good enough that they can beat CSU, but I think it's also some of your lazy national analysis of, oh, Big Ten team, big name, this little school from the Mountain West that we haven't seen in a decade in the NCAA tournament. So obviously Michigan's going to win that. So you're seeing some of that already, but I think it's a really good matchup. All the metrics, I love diving into, you know, the KenPoms and some of these advanced numbers. They're very, very similar teams. So I think it's a good matchup and should be a good game.
Yeah, well, looking at the, you know, obviously they have some studs. You know, Hunter Dickinson is averaging, you know, I don't know, I think close to 20 points per game. So he's going to provide, I don't know, what would you say, an interesting matchup? How does he compare to players that CSU have seen before, that guys that David Roddy has seen before?
Yeah, Dickinson's definitely a problem. You know, 7-1 guy, a really good touch. He can score it. As you said, with the numbers, obviously he can score it. And CSU, you know, Graham Ike is a really good big. He doesn't have that size. You know, he's probably more like a 6'9". Kind of the only, you know, 7-1 type center that CSU faces in the Mountain West is Nathan Mensah, and he doesn't score. He's a defensive center. So it'll be a different matchup. I'll be interested. You know, Deshaun Thomas, I expect, will start, and he'll start on him. But that feels to me like a matchup where we're going to see a lot of James Moores. I don't think we'll really see Roddy on Dickinson other than some specific moments. But for the most part, I think it'll be those two bigs. But, yeah, that's definitely a problematic or tough matchup. But I'm guessing Michigan's saying the same thing about number 21 right now for CSU as well. So that's what you get in the tournament, all these funky, fun matchups where yeah, you can – you know, if you're a fan, you can wrap yourself in knots saying, oh, how do we stop this guy? How do we stop this guy? How do we stop this guy? But it goes the other way, too. CSU has a few guys that, you know, aren't half bad themselves. So it's a fun one. I really like this matchup, to be honest.
I do, too. And like you said, when I look at the spread, I just go, okay, well, there's the bias there. We're going to go. Last time I checked, Kevin, it was Rams 2.5-point dogs. So is that, I'm guessing that's still where it sits. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's last I saw. Again, I'm not too surprised. Just, you know, brand name. I haven't gone through a lot of the predictions, but I'm doing that this afternoon. Yeah, I saw Jay Billis said Michigan will win. I believe Sports Illustrated has Michigan winning in their kind of predictions. So it's going to be a trendy thing. I think even, you know, fan brackets around the country, there will be a lot of Michigan. Because, again, if you don't follow the Mountain West, you pull up your bracket, you see Michigan, you see Colorado State, you see Michigan's the 11, you're saying, oh, Big Ten team, they're winning that one. So it's going to be a trendy thing. CSU is going to be, you know, every year there's a couple of those, you know, 5-12s and 6-11s where everyone in the country thinks the low seed or, you know, the worst seed is going to win. And that's going to be the case this year just because of the name recognition.
Yeah, it's exciting times for Colorado State for sure. Bummer of a way to end the Mountain West tournament, but at least they got past Utah State, and you know that San Diego State, they tried to survive. They kept fighting back, but ultimately it just seemed like it was San Diego State's night in that game. I don't know what you made of that. Ultimately, it didn't seem to affect them one way or the other as far as the seeding went.
Yeah, what I make of it is San Diego State is their worst matchup. I kind of wrote about at the game. Everything, the things CSU struggles with are San Diego State's strengths. So they're just, they're kind of the yin and the yang of each other. And San Diego State exposed them. And San Diego State, I was there for the final the next day. Some of those three-pointers that San Diego State was hitting against CSU, they were missing them. Adam Seiko was missing wide-open threes against Boise, whereas he hit them against CSU. So it's one of the things that happens, fans, I don't think just CSU fans, I think it's kind of a fan thing, have a fatalistic attitude sometimes. And, after the game, I had, some people kind of standing on the edge of the bridge there. And it's like, hey, it's okay. San Jose State is literally the second best defensive team in the entire country. CSU literally cannot face another team that's that good defensively unless they make like the Elite Eight. So, just because you lose to a team like that doesn't mean the season is unraveling. They're just a matchup problem for CSU, and it's frustrating. CSU's goal was to win one of the Mountain West, and they did not do that. So yeah, it's frustrating that that didn't happen, but I don't think it puts a big blemish on the season. If CSU goes 2-0 this weekend, I don't think anyone's going to be lamenting the San Diego State loss.
I think as soon as the game was over, about 5-10 minutes, for me anyway, I'm like, Yeah, they made it to the big dance. That's what it's all about. Get a shot there. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, Nico Medved, another contract extension, which obviously means he's never leaving ever, Kevin. That's exactly what that contract extension means. Talk to us a little bit about the details.
Yeah, this has been an interesting couple weeks because, Brady, we've been talking about this since October, that we knew his name was going to be jumping. We knew this team was good. And we obviously he's a program builder, so you knew that his name would be out there. In the last 2 weeks, Georgia opened up. His name was one of the top candidates right away. Then Missouri opened up, and that was one that really caught the attention because, the Midwest there is kind of his hotbed. LSU opened up. He was never going to go there because they're going to be sanctioned and they're a disaster. But his name was kind of everywhere. And then the last week I started hearing that there were some legitimate, serious, contract talks happening with CSU, which made sense. CSU should be looking at. And then Joe Parker, pretty publicly on the Ram Nation podcast said, we need to raise his salary because he's kind of middle tier of the Mountain West when obviously he's not a middle tier coach. And then they did it. Got a heads up right before the selection show that he had just met with the team and they had told him. So, yeah, extends through 2029. It gives a big salary bump to him. He's now a million-dollar coach. I think it puts him second, maybe third in the Mountain West. Steve Alford is running away from everyone because he has an absolutely insane contract that Nevada is going to regret. Brian Dutcher has a really good one, which obviously is good value. And then Nico is right there as well. He also, again, raised his assistant salary pool. That's what he did last year. He didn't want more money himself. He wanted more for his assistant, so he got them a bump again. And that's huge. That's how you have guys like Ali Faruk-Manesh and Brian Cooley and even down the rung, Aaron Katsuma, who is the guy that kind of helped schedule it as well as the Rams did to get the sixth seed. So all in all, great news. Yeah, like you kind of suggest, doesn't mean he's here forever, but it's a big step toward that, potentially being a thing that could happen.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. What's the buyout look like?
Yeah, so, it makes us do math, which, we don't like that because math is no fun. So it's not a straight number. It's 33% of his remaining salary through the duration of the contract. So you can do that math. If he has $10 million left, I guess it wouldn't be 10. They don't have enough years. But if there are, $6 million left, it's 33% of that at that time. So it's a pretty sizable one because, that contract runs for long enough. So that's a good chunk of change. And certainly if he's still here, in 5 years, they'll be, rolling that contract forward to increase that. So it's a pretty sizable bit. It increased the percentage. The previous one was 25%. So it's a pretty solid one. And then CSU put in a big commitment as well. Theirs is they owe him 100% of his money if they were to fire him. So, you know, obviously you don't see this going sideways, but kind of both sides put, you know, kind of put their hand in and made a pretty strong commitment to each other.
It's interesting. I mean, it was. I mean, does this lead you to believe, last one for you, Kevin, does this lead you to believe that Nico really is in this thing for the long, long haul?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know if this means he's going to be Mark Few and is going to coach at CSU for 30 years, but is he going to do 10 years? You know, I would say yes. It's
wow.
Looking like that now. You know, he's in year four. I'd say you probably feel pretty comfortable for at least 2 to 3 more years. And you never know if you know, let's say John Shire goes sideways at Duke and Duke comes in and says, yeah, we're paying your buyout, come on down. Then of course he's saying yes, but, you know, this is a pretty big commitment. So yeah, I don't think it guarantees he's here forever, but next couple of years, I think you feel pretty good.
Wow. I'll take it, man. I'll take it. I thought maybe next year would be it, but, you know, let's roll with it. Good for Joe Parker. Good for CSU to get this thing done. Kevin, my man, I don't know if we'll be able to catch up with you. We don't have, and you're busy, as you know, Thursday. We don't have shows Thursday or Friday because we're carrying March Madness throughout. Give me a prediction. CSU moving past the first round?
This is a tough one. The one thing that we won't know is how this team reacts. You know, it's obviously a very good team, but no one on this roster has played in the Big Dance, and you just don't know how they'll react. But generally, I trust this team. I think they win a close game Thursday.
I like it, man. How about Wyoming? Do they get they got tomorrow night in the play-in game?
First
four,
yeah,
I should
say. I'll admit, I haven't seen much of Indiana. I know they're obviously not great. I think Wyoming can win that. I don't like the quick turn for them. They need all the rest they can get, but I think Wyoming can win that, and I think San Diego State beats Creighton, and Boise, I think, has quite a task on their hands against Memphis.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Boise's going to have a tough time. Okay, assuming Wyoming gets past tomorrow night, what about that? They'd be going up against St. Mary's, right? Any shot there?
Yeah, actually, I don't think that's a terrible matchup. That's a pace they like to play at. Mm. Gosh, that game might be 33-31 if it happens. So St. Mary's really good, but that's, I think, a decent matchup for Wyoming.
I kind of think so, too. And again, I know Hunter Maldonado, we talk about him a lot. Graham EK, I don't think, has been great the last half a dozen games. And I think, yep, if he can be great, this team gets back to really tough to beat. So I'm kind of with you. I think there would be success for these kind of somewhat local teams coming up throughout the week.
Yeah, they just need EK locked in. He's a guy that can get frustrated at times, but when he is dialed in, he can be really good. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's good for the Mountain West. I hope there are some wins. I think of those four teams, hopefully we get at least 2 wins in their first games.
Yeah, need a good Mountain West showing. Get some of that respect that we certainly know that conference deserves. Kevin, my man, I know you're heading out. We're looking forward to your coverage as always. Seriously, nobody better when it comes to Colorado State than Kevin Lytle and the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, my man, appreciate you as always.
Thanks, Brady. Great chatting.
All right, man. 12:38 the time. We're going to get my friend Ken Yamada now on the I got to see if he does he have any David Roddy cards? Do they have college basketball cards? They do that, because I want to get my hands on a David Roddy card. Let's make it happen. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here, Jades, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. I always love catching. It's been a little while, my man, but catching up with Ken Yamada of No Limit Collectibles. No Limit Collectibles moved into Greeley fairly recently, near the Cables area. There's a Subway, there's Cables, across the street there's a bowling alley. Man, you could have a blast in that area. Ken, my man, good to see you, my friend.
Hey, good to see you, too.
I had to bug you a little bit. I gave you some cards to look at today. I was like, well, while you're waiting, what do you think? Are those cards I gave you worth $1 million?
Unfortunately, not $1 million.
It.
But it does worth a little bit of money,
hey,
though.
Hey, you know what? Something's better than nothing, the way
hey,
I look at
right.
it.
That's right. That's right.
So at No Limit Collectibles, obviously you guys buy, sell, trade sports cards. I know our man Jade's back there is a big time collector, and he's out on the scene quite a bit. But you know, sports memorabilia, Pokemon. You guys just continue to rock and roll. You're going to shows all over the country, so you're getting some of the best finds to bring back to Greeley, Colorado.
That's right. That's right. I was just in Texas last week for 5 days. I got stuck there because of due to the weather, so I couldn't fly back. But it was a really good show out in Dallas, Texas. And there's a show in Chicago this week, which I'm still not sure if I'm going to go to that one. But there's a huge show coming up next weekend in Las Vegas, and I'll be there for probably about 5 days.
Man, are you getting exhausted yet? Because every time I see your post, you're at a show. You're constantly on the move, man.
I am. It is exhausting for sure, but got to keep grinding.
Yeah, I love what you guys do. And again, No Limit Collectibles. Here's something cool we want to talk about, too. I really wanted to bring you in to talk about this. Trade Night. You got the next one coming up on March 19th, so that's Saturday. And yep. Talk to us a little bit about this. This is for collectors, traders, where they can all kind of come in, get together, and look at each other's stuff.
Exactly. It starts off at 5 o'clock this Saturday. And yeah, anybody that's in the hobby, they could bring all their sports cards, their Pokemon cards, any cards, really, and even sports memorabilia, and they could set up inside my shop, and they can sell them, they could trade it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there are a few options, so, and we'll provide with free drinks and free food, so everybody's welcome, it's free entry.
I saw free pizza and drinks, man. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Hey, that's right, that's right.
Well, I think it's cool, too, because you get morons like me, they're like, Ken, you're a genius, look at my stuff, and you're like, dude, go to the trade night, set your stuff up, and if somebody wants it, they're going to come get it. And, I mean, that's a neat opportunity that I don't think you see all over the place.
Yeah, it used to happen a lot back in maybe like 15 years ago. But a lot of car shop actually went under. But now, actually, the hobby's getting stronger. So the car shops are actually popping up, you know, a few of them per year. But yeah, the trade night is a great way for you to bring your cards. Or if you have any questions, there's a few, you know, guys that's very knowledgeable in this hobby that can help you guys out.
That's really cool. Another opportunity, again, to get out to No Limit Collectibles. You can always stop by and see what you guys got rocking and rolling. Like you said, you're bringing in new stuff all the time. What are some of the hot market items right now as far as players go? I mean, I know we're into March Madness. NBA playoffs are right around the corner. You hear Tom Brady just came back. So what does that do to his card?
Well, right now for the Brady cards, it hasn't done too much yet.
Okay.
It kind of depends on what kind of season he has, but it's Tom Brady. His cards are always going to keep going up. It's really unfortunate that he came back.
At least he's staying in the NFC, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, no, seriously, you're totally right because, in my opinion, AFC is so stacked. So
don't you look at it like Tom was like, you know what? It's Aaron. Maybe the Rams come back. I got just as good a shot to go back there next year. And his trend is like miss the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, or lose in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, lose in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. And the trend is showing that he would win the Super Bowl next year.
Right. I mean, especially in the NFC. I mean, unfortunately for the Green Bay Packers, they seem to always choke during the playoffs, which I'm not quite sure why, but yep, the Bucks
is that
definitely.
An Aaron Rodgers thing? I mean, I know I have to ask it. People throw me under the bus whenever I bring it up, but the Packers do choke in the playoffs.
Well, Aaron just doesn't play well in the playoffs.
Never.
Almost like Jimmy Garoppolo kind of thing. But yeah, the Bucks definitely is probably the top 3C team in the NFC, and yeah, he definitely has a chance.
Ken, when you look at cards, what is it about the value? Because you look at them at the end of the day, they can look different. Some of them can look extremely shiny and awesome, and they're worth nothing. Some can be very plain, and there's hardly anything into it, and then they can be worth something. What is it that you're looking for when you look at cards?
Well, there's different types of sets out there, and it goes from anywhere from one box that only has 8 cards in it for $5,000, or there's sets that's out there that there's 40 cards and it's only $55 a box. And so you just have to pick and choose. The ones that I usually go after is the higher tier sets, and that's where the most value in the cards.
Wow. It's so much to pay attention to that you constantly. But, you know, you've been collecting all your life pretty much, right?
Yeah,
so you just learned that trade. And what have you seen in the industry? You know, have you seen good positive signs the last couple of months or so? Or what do you think
from the card side? Well, from what I'm seeing right now, the hobby is a little bit down right now. And I think it's due to the economy.
Mm.
But from what I'm seeing, the hobby, there's a lot of new collectors are still coming in. And so the hobby is still doing really well. But right now, what you asked me earlier, John Morant stuff is really, really hot. Steph Curry's, his cars are going skyrocketed as well. And for quarterbacks in NFL, the new rookies, the Mac Jones, Trey Lance, even Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, those cards are actually gaining value right now, too.
Any kind of cards of those guys? Or, I mean, like any basic card, or are you looking at, like, they got to have some kind of specialness about those cards?
It does. You're looking for the ones that's numbered cards. Even all the cards has numbers on the back, but there's serial numbers. So certain ones that you're looking for is out of 99. Out of 25, out of 10, and there's cards that's out there that's one out of one, meaning only one in existence. So
wow.
Those type of cards. I mean, for example, Joe Burrow card in the auction, it just sold for, I believe, $478,000.
Oh, my goodness. We need that card, Jaden. Write that down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, actually, it was like 538.
Oh, write apologies. That down, Jake.
And so it's insane.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, it is.
I wish I could pull cards like that. I mean, I just never was able to do that. I don't think anyway.
Well, with sports cards, it's really like even the kids can play lotto. It's
yeah.
Just like a lotto.
Yeah, and it's fun.
But with better odds.
Yeah, better odds, exactly. And you know what? I have thousands of cards, and I think about all the times we had trading those cards back and forth and collecting them. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So even if you come out of it and they're not worth that much, it was such a blast doing it.
Oh, it is fun. People enjoy it. People actually get addicted to ripping packs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best, man. You're just going through that. I got it, need it, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Hey, you mean like, you know, you just never know which card that you can pull and could actually worth a good chunk of money.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right, Ken, anything else you need to get out there before we let you get out of here?
Well, right now, we just started doing, for the customers, every $15 that you guys spend, you guys get a raffle ticket.
Sweet.
And so there'll be a monthly drawing. So we started just doing that again. And hopefully here soon, we should be setting a date for the card show. It's going to be at the ranch here soon at the Loveland. But I will let you guys know once we figure that date out. Quick shout out to my employee, Jace. It's his 25th birthday. So happy birthday, Jace.
Happy birthday to Jace. Actually, Jaden was talking about him today. Said you guys are in the know. Your staff is in the know. I mean, you guys are just killing it over there.
Yeah, it's good times.
Well, happy birthday, man. I want to try to get by there very, very soon, because when I stopped by last time, you were just moving into the new spot in Greeley. And I know you're pumped to get back to Greeley, so that was cool.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you this Saturday.
Yeah, man.
Hey, free pizza and drinks, man.
Free pizza and drinks, 5:30 to 9 o'clock this Saturday, and No Limit Collectibles. If you know where Cables is and that bowl, why can't I think
the
of the
bowling alley?
The bowling alley. Yeah, that's
the
good
Highland,
enough.
The Highland Bowling Alley.
Highland Bowling Alley. Check it out. Great, great time there. Love what you guys do. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me on, man.
All right, 12:53 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Now you got the CU negative fans coming out saying it's time to move on from Tad Boyle. It's just crazy to me. We'll talk about that next. Okay.
With a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Crazy first hour, lot of news, and we didn't even talk about the big stuff yet. Oh, wait. College basketball is the big stuff. Second hour, You know who's coming back. We're going to talk about that. I will have Jerry Schimmel join the program, the voice of the Bears. More on the Broncos, the latest on the Broncos, you know, what they're looking to do. Deshaun Watson was in the news all weekend. It was a crazy time, man. We got things cooking here throughout Northern Colorado, so you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.